There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Parkinson's is starting to come up more and more in the news. And it's a very, very common neurological condition that many of us can be affected with, whether we get Alzheimer's or not. And we're finding that one of the reasons why it's probably increasing in affliction is because of the baby boomers. We have more older people. But also we found out today that people who use methamphetamine have a greatly increased risk of developing Parkinson's disease. Researchers analyzed the medical records of more than 40,000 people in Utah. 5,000 of that group were meth users. 1,800 were cocaine users. 34,000 didn't use drugs at all. And this is Utah. The study found that methamphetamine users were three times more likely to develop Parkinson's disease. Cocaine users did not have an increased risk of Parkinson's, they said. Which is kind of interesting because cocaine was really, really big in the 80s. Meth came kind of later, although you did have speed. No, you had speed before that. So I don't know if they're talking about so much crystal meth as much as just any form of speed. They say the study wasn't designed to prove that meth caused Parkinson's disease, but it did find a strong association between the use of the drug and the development of the disorder. Now, the study was published in the recent Journal of Drug and Alcohol Dependence. Researchers also found that women who use methamphetamine appear to be nearly five times more likely to develop Parkinson's than those who don't use the drugs. Further researchers needed to confirm the gender difference, etc. Now, some of you are like, okay, wait a second, whoa. We're talking about speed, right? Yeah, we're talking about speed, right? So some of you are like, well, wait a second. What about diet pills? What about Ritalin? Okay, I want to calm your fears. Even though those are stimulants, okay, they were just looking at methamphetamine users, all right? So I think you guys could relax, especially if the cocaine users did not have an increased risk for Parkinson's, okay? So for now, we could relax. Real quickly, Parkinson's is this progressive movement disorder. It usually starts when you're over 60. Symptoms include tremors, and you start to slow your movement down. You get some rigidity. We don't have a cure, even though we use some dopamine agonist type of medications to help alleviate symptoms. But it's one of the most commonly seen neurological disorders in older people. Again, it affects people 60 or older. We will see some rare cases like Michael J. Fox, who has Parkinson's with the tremor and the rigidity, et cetera. He's done an amazing job with his course of treatment and with his being vocal about it. The reason why I bring this up, because somebody like, Dahlia, you know what, I don't do meth. Because, you know, if I did meth, I really wouldn't be listening to your show. Because I probably would find your show boring. True that. So those of you that don't do meth, I know are probably my biggest demographic, and I appreciate that, okay? I don't want to alienate any meth users, but I understand that the majority of my listeners do not do meth, all right? But, guys, just keep in mind that chronic stimulant use, okay, has not been studied to the degree that I think it needs to. So as we're coming into New Year's Day, and New Year's, the New Year, ending and the New Year transition or whatever the hell we call it, all right, some of you guys are going to be like, you know what, I got to lose weight. I may be wanting to go to the diet pill. And I'm not saying that has anything to do with Parkinson's. I'm not. But just because there's not a study coming out saying something is bad for you chronically doesn't mean that it's good and it's in the clear. It just means they don't know. Okay? We just don't know. People will say, Dr. Dahlia, I need a Z-Pack. and it's New Year's, so I need, you know, make sure it's an antibiotic I can drink alcohol with. I haven't heard that you can't take a Z-Pak with alcohol, so I should be good. No, just because you haven't heard, or just because they haven't studied, they haven't had a bunch of people take a Z-Pak for bronchitis and then down some shots, doesn't mean you're in the clear. So we're going to talk about also later this hour about alcohol and medications, because now that we're coming into New Year's, we got to be careful with some of those. So just remember, whenever a doctor or a nurse practitioner or PA says, I don't know, that doesn't mean it's in the clear, okay? It doesn't. Oh boy, I just lost a hair and it's gray. This isn't even blonde. This is a gray hair. What is going, I mean, thank God the gray hair fell out. Oh, Dr. Dolly is turning gray and losing my hair. Oh, that's not good. That's not good. I'd like to lose some weight. You know, interesting, there was a study that came out. The real reason why New Year's diets fail. This is very interesting. Okay? They say Oxbridge scientists say they have unlocked the secret to a successful New Year diet. No diet is perfect for everyone, so you gotta pick the right one depending on the relationship with your food. We know that. And they identify three broad groups. The feasters, who keep on eating because they never feel full. The constant cravers, who can't stop thinking about food. And the emotional eaters, who raid cookies in time of trouble. That's me. According to the team, they say they looked at 75 volunteers, 25 from each group, okay? And they found that depending on your certain risk factor, you need to be on a certain type of diet. They say some feasters don't release enough of the hormone GLP-1. GLP-1 tells you that your brain is full. Those are the people that go to the buffets and keep eating. Okay? People like, they call them foodies. Those may have a genetic predisposition. They're constant cravers. And then they notice that some people self-medicate. That's me. When they're unhappy or when they're tired or when they're sad or depressed, they go and they eat. That would be me. So they say emotional eaters did really well in Weight Watchers because of the support. Constant cravers were put on a 5-2 diet where they ate no more than 800 calories for 2 days every week, but they could eat whatever they wanted on the other five. And the feasters were given a diet that was supposed to stimulate gut hormone levels, like high-protein foods like meat, fishes, and then they had to cut out a lot of the carbohydrates. And they found that the people lose weight better when they were particularly chosen for certain diets. So that was pretty cool. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. As we're moving into the month of January, we are spreading the news for telling people to get their pap smear done. So as we spread the news, for those of you that want to learn about pap smears, please see the video on my website about me getting my pap smear done and what pap smears are. Pretty important stuff. Okay? Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can always email us at drdahlia.com, where my website is. All right. Mixing alcohol with medications. We are coming up on New Year's, and even though during the holiday season, you guys probably really enjoyed some of your spirits and jubilations or whatever you call it, shots, it's New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve is where we should probably, I think we could agree that the majority of Americans decide to do some stupid stuff. It's the end of the year, everybody's partying, they got that you know, the noisemakers, etc. All right. Unfortunately, we can run the risk of a lot of medical complications because you are mixing alcohol with medications. We're going to be talking about a little bit later this hour hypothermia and alcohol. But a lot of you don't realize that you're not supposed to be mixing alcohol with some everyday medications. Mess with your heart, nausea, vomiting, headaches, fainting, loss of coordination, risk of dehydration, etc. So, alcohol makes you sleepy, can make you drowsy, make you lightheaded, make you impaired. All right. Some of you may forget to take your medication. Some of you may take double medication. I mean, in addition to just the medication interacting, there's danger around it. And keep in mind, some of you are like fighting a cold now, right? Okay. You know, we're sore throat and cough and feeling like crap. And so some of you guys are like, you know what? I got to make it tonight. I got to make it all the way to midnight and then some. So I'm going to take some cough and cold nighttime sleepy medicine or whatever you guys are taking, or popping some Sudafed. You're not supposed to be mixing alcohol with that also. And keep in mind, some of your medications can contain 10% of alcohol. Did you know that laxatives may have alcohol? Cough syrup. Women get affected differently than men. The NIH website has a real good list of things that you have to be careful with medications. Older people also face major risk because they have metabolism is different, and their kidneys act differently, their liver acts differently, and so unfortunately, a little bit of alcohol can go a long way. You know, a lot of us like to get, you know, grandma tipsy. Be very, very careful with that, okay? She may only require 1/5 the amount of what you drink, so you need to be really, really careful. So let's talk about some of the things and what can happen if you mix it with alcohol. So let's look at your cold medicine, your allergy medication, your flu medicine. So according to the NIH website, they talk about your Atarax and your Benadryl and your Clarinex and your Dimetapp and your Sudafed Sinus and your Triaminic and your Tylenol and all that. All right. Those can, if you mix it with alcohol, cause drowsiness, cause dizziness, plus increase your risk for overdose. Okay, brand names, loratadine, diphenhydramine, loratadine, hydroxyzine. A lot of you are on Atarax for itch. You got the winter hives, so you're itchy. All right, unfortunately with that, you guys are taking hydroxyzine, can't be mixing that with alcohol. All right, angina. Some of you guys have chest pain. You're like, you know what, that's okay. Right? I got my isosorbide, my isodil, I'm good. You got to be careful. Okay, taking your angina or angina medications could cause a rapid heartbeat, sudden changes of blood pressure, dizziness, fainting, etc. Some of you guys are like, you know what, Dahlia, I'm good. I've been taking Xanax for years. I always pop a Valium because they get nervous around crowds. I'm going to be out there on the Las Vegas Strip. There's going to be people all over the place. It's going to be very, very exciting. I'll take a little Valium. Oh, no, 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 no. Do not drink. I don't want any of you taking Ativan or Buspar or Clonopin or Librium or Paxil, even Paxil, guys. Some of you guys taking your regular antidepressant should not be mixing it with alcohol. Kava-kava. Kava-kava people use for anxiety. That could cause respiratory depression with alcohol, drowsiness, dizziness. Obviously, risk of overdose with your Paxil, with your Xanax, unusual behavior, memory problems, impaired motor control. All right. Do not mix alcohol anytime. I'm not even worried about New Year's. All right. Some of you like, Dahlia, I'm good. I just have some arthritis. So I usually take a Celebrex in the morning or my Naproxen, etc. You guys have to be careful. Any of these medications you guys take for arthritis, where does it get metabolized in? Through the liver. All right. And it also goes through the kidneys, but especially the liver. Well, what does alcohol do? It can mess with the liver. The other thing, too, is a lot of your arthritis medications can cause ulcers and stomach bleeding. What could alcohol do? So it's very easy for you to brew up a nice little ulcer New Year's Eve night. So you got to be careful. Now, some of you guys have attention deficit. So you take your Adderall, your Concerta, your Dexedrine, your Focalin, Strattera, the Vyvanse, these medications, albeit they may be very, very effective for your attention deficit, you can't be mixing that with alcohol, all right? You could have impaired concentration, dizziness, drowsiness. You could also, unfortunately, with some of the amphetamines, increase heart palpitations, heart issues. And you got to be careful with your liver also. Now, many of you who take Coumadin, I don't think I have to review that. You guys know that if you're on blood thinners, you do not mess with alcohol while you're on your Coumadin or your warfarin. So it could cause you to have heavier internal bleeding, heavier drinking, etc. Put you at risk for heart attack. You got to be careful. Coughing. Your Robitussin AC, your Robitussin cough. Got to be careful. All right? Some cough syrups have alcohol in them. And cough syrups can make you depressed, drowsy with the alcohol. Now, let's look at your antidepressants. Antidepressants are big. So a lot of you guys are on Lexapro or the Paxil or the Prozac, etc. But some of you are also on some other types of medications like Abilify, Desiril, Effexor, Elavil, Seroquel, Wellbutrin. Don't be mixing with alcohol. Now, some of you say, Dr. Dahlia, you know what? For depression or my mood, I take St. John's wort, so I'm good. It's natural. No, you're not supposed to mix St. John's wort with alcohol either. All right, what about you diabetics out there? You're not supposed to be drinking alcohol anyway because it messes with the sugar. But if you mix alcohol with your diabetic medication, your diabinase, your glucotrol, your glucophage, your glyinase, your uronase, tolinase, your diabeta, your micronase, you could have major blood sugar drops. Remember, when you drink, you don't eat regularly either. And alcohol also has a lot of sugar, and unfortunately, the rapidly absorbed sugar. So you could get some flushing, you could get rapid heartbeats, you could get insulin irregularities, nausea, weakness, severe hypoglycemia. Diabetics do not drink. Very, very bad. Now, some of you are like, Dahlia, cut me some slack. I got an enlarged prostate. I have to deal with an enlarged prostate. Leave me alone, okay? A lot of you guys, yeah, you're taking Flomax and Hytrin, Cardura. Can't be drinking on those too. Dizziness, lightheadedness, fainting, etc. Some of you guys that are currently dealing with indigestion and heartburn and stomach issues, taking your Zantac, Axid, etc., can definitely mess with the heartbeat, can also cause changes in blood pressure. Now we have our blood pressure patients. And blood pressure patients are not supposed to mix their medications with alcohol. Your Acupril, your Cardura, your Cozar, your Hytrin, your Lotensin, Minipress, Norvasc, Vasoretic. No, you can be dizzy, faint, drowsiness. You could even have an arrhythmia, abnormal heart rhythm. All right. Now, somebody like, wait a second, Dahlia, I'm about to eat like crap on New Year's Eve. So if I'm not allowed to take my diabetic medication, I didn't say that. I said you're not allowed to drink. All right. Well, let me take my cholesterol medication because I'm going to have a steak for New Year's Eve dinner. You're not supposed to mix alcohol with your cholesterol medication, people. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about interactions with medications. You're not supposed to be taking your cholesterol medication like Crestor, Lipitor, Niaspan with alcohol, Vitorin, etc. Why? Liver damage. You could also get some increased flushing if you're taking niacin. Sometimes with Pravastatin and aspirin plus alcohol, you could see some stomach bleeding. All right, what about the Z-Pak? Can you drink alcohol with the Z-Pak? The answer to that is a hell no. No alcohol with Z-Pak. No alcohol with some of your antifungals because it can affect the liver. But Flagyl, a very common antibiotic given to those of you getting diverticulitis, the Flagyl could cause a flushing type of reaction where you vomit and you feel really sick. It's called an anabuse reaction where you just don't tolerate the alcohol at all. All right? Flexeril and Soma. Many of you guys taking that for muscles cannot mix with alcohol, can mess with your breathing. Very dangerous. Nausea medicine, seizure medicine, your Motrin don't mix with alcohol. Percocet don't mix with alcohol. Sleepy medications don't mix with alcohol. Don't mix nothing with alcohol. Other than that, have a great New Year's. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guys end of year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long term storage products, include real freeze dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so it's cold. A lot of you guys are cold, and we're expecting where I live some snow finally. I know, I'm just so happy that there's going to be snow, even though I understand that many of you guys are definitely in harm's way. living where you're living with a lot of snow. And so I feel for you and I pray for your safety. Because understand, this isn't all fun and games. And there's a few things that can happen, unfortunately, with people that are outside enjoying the festivities with New Year's, etc. And frostbite and hypothermia are the things that we doctors are very, very concerned about this time of year. Okay? Remember, you know, you're just because your buddy's not cold doesn't mean that you're not at risk. Okay? And remember, if you drink alcohol, that also seems to kind of mess with you. I was on Fox 5 last night discussing hypothermia. And, you know, some people are asking, you know, what are some of the signs? And we're going to review them. But one thing we talked about was this paradoxical undressing. Unfortunately, when we find hypothermic victims dead in the desert, many of them are naked. Because right before they are about to die, they feel prickly and very, very hot that they start to undress. And a hypothermic victim, they start taking off their clothes. Unfortunately, then their heart starts to go into ventricular fibrillation, and the V-fib is a very, very dangerous rhythm. Doesn't allow the heart to pump out a good amount of blood. And unfortunately, that's how a person dies of severe hypothermia. So before hypothermia sets in, a lot of times you guys are going to get frostbite. Now, many of you back east understand the stages of frostbite. You get a little bit of frost nip or first-degree frostbite. It's superficial. It's reversible. You get pain in the tips of your nose and the fingers and the ears. And as the body rewarms, as it kind of hurts a lot, but it's reversible. Okay? Then you have your second degree frostbite, where you could start to get some blisters, just like a second degree burn. It could form a few hours to a day after an injury. Usually second degree frostbite is involving some of the dermis. Not only epidermis, but maybe starting some of the dermis layers, which is some deeper layers of the skin, kind of like a second degree burn. Then you have third degree frostbite. And this is being reported by eMedicine Health. Third degree frostbite is where the skin has been damaged through all its layers and the tissue turns black. It also gets hard and it dies. Third degree, very similar to third degree burns. There's also, I guess, a fourth degree frostbite that could go all the way down to the bone and the tendons. All right. So, you don't want to mess around. You want to make sure you're very, very well covered. Now, of course, what are risk factors? Well, if you're drinking alcohol, that's not good. You're impairing your judgment. Also, the blood vessels in your skin dilates. It sends blood to the body's surface area where it's exposed to the cold. Unfortunately, it can cause the opposite effect of what the body needs to do. You need your body to preserve heat and bring blood to the areas like the central areas. Unfortunately, sometimes you could lose blood supply, start to necrose the longer you're out there in the cold. Alcohol makes shivering less effective, decreasing heat production. So you can't really shiver as much to the degree. When you have less blood supply to the skin, far reaches the body's circulation, more risk for damage. So your fingers, your toes, your ears, your nose, those are the parts that get frostbite, the very, very extremes. All right. But the hypothermia is where we start to see some pretty, pretty deadly type of events. And even though I live in the desert could be pretty, pretty cold. We're expecting degrees in the 20s. And for us desert folk, that's pretty cold. I know some of you guys in Minnesota are like, what? We see 20 degrees below. I know you do. I know. Leave us alone. But for us, we are here in Vegas. In fact, I'm going to be back on Fox 5 today discussing how concerning this could be for us desert folk, because we live in the desert. People are still wearing shorts. In fact, my son today is wearing shorts. Don't ask. But then remember, us waxes are very hairy. So, you know, we have hairy legs. So I think that'll probably insulate us. Okay, so then what is hypothermia? Okay, we got cold exposure, and that is where you are, I guess, out in the cold. Hypothermia is the way your body reacts to that cold. And so you have decreasing core body temperature. It is defined as body temperature less than 95 degrees Fahrenheit. Your body temperature is supposed to be 98.6. 95, you guys are like, well, that's only 3.5 degrees. What? That's a lot. That's a lot. At the 95 degree level, you could already start being lethargic, confused, etc. All right? The more cold you get, the more quiet, the more confused, etc. So some of you will be outside New Year's Eve looking at your buddy, and your buddy may be just sitting there quiet. And you're like, all right, well, he's just watching the fireworks or watching the festivities. He could be hypothermic. They say a lot of times you become apathetic. So maybe you're hungry, maybe you're nauseous, maybe you're not. Maybe you're just sitting there, nothing's going on. Okay? Unfortunately, as you start to get more confused, as you start to get more lethargic, your speech can slur. All right? A lot of people think, oh, he was drinking too much. No, that could be hypothermia, loss of consciousness, and then, unfortunately, coma. They say many times the affected person will lie down, fall asleep. Sometimes they'll just sit there and die in front of you. You got to be really, really careful. Brain function stops at a core temperature of 68 degrees. All right. What happens when you leave your beer outside in the cold? Remember we all used to go skiing? And what would we do? We'd have beer, would leave it in the snow, or we'd just leave it outside, and then by the time we were done skiing, it would be there, which is very, very bad because you don't want to drink beer after you ski. You want to hydrate better. Well, again, when you leave something outside, it's going to get cold. All right. And eventually your body, no matter how alive you are, is going to eventually try to take on the temperature of its surroundings. The heart starts to go through abnormal rhythms, and we talked about how that could cause cardiac death. WebMD also gives a really good dissertation on, on what hypothermia is. All right. 90% of our heat can escape through the skin. The rest of the heat could escape through the lungs. So you want to make sure that you cover up the skin. Okay? Your hypothalamus, which is the brain's temperature control center, works to raise your body temperature. It'll trigger processes to warm and cool the body, but it can only do so much. You know, you can only shiver so much. You can only vasodilate or vasoconstrict so much. It's going to try to shunt blood where it needs to. But some of the vasodilation that has to happen may be impaired once you start to go through more hypothermic issues. You could have liver. Liver produces heat. The heart produces heat, etc. But unfortunately, you start to shut down in the cold. Lower body temperature slows brain activity, etc. Now, some of you will say, well, wait, Dr. Dahlia, I thought that that is a defense mechanism, and many victims will still be alive. You're right. Many of them will still be alive. And once we heat them up, you know, we never like to say that, you know, once we see somebody who's cold, we don't like to call them dead until we rewarm them, if we can. Now, ways to rewarm is pretty, when I did ER, we would rewarm them really quickly. I just want to talk about mild hypothermia. You're basically between 90 and 95 degree, 96 degree core temperature. Moderate, 82 to 90. Severe, lower than 82. I'm surprised you could get that low. For the treatment, anytime your clothes are wet, we got to get you out of wet clothes. You should be layered really well. And make sure you have dry clothes with you. If it's windy, et cetera, get away from the cold. Okay, get to warm, dry shelter. And then for the rewarming, you could use blankets, you could put hot packs under the torso, armpits, neck, groin, etc. You got to be careful. Hot packs could burn, okay? Sometimes you could just lay on top of a person and use your own body heat, all right? Warm liquids are great, but unfortunately, a hot cup of coffee won't do it. You got to call the ambulance right away. Sometimes you have to be prepared to give CPR because they could stop breathing. A lot of times we'll do IV fluid, peritoneal lavage, that kind of stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dr. Dolly, his show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Whenever you have questions, you can also email us at drdahlia.com. You can call our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I know during the holidays we took some days off, but we're still in and out throughout the holidays. So if we're on live that day, please call in. We can answer your medical questions lickety-split, pretty easy. If not, email us. I'm not going out of town, so I'm going to be definitely answering my emails. Again, remember, realize that this does not take the place of a visit to your doctor. Do not be calling me for Viagra prescriptions or anything like that. I am not your doctor. You got to go to your medical provider for that. But I hope you guys all have a happy and healthy New Year's as we celebrate this week. All right, fast food consumption has been tied to poor academic performance. This is one of those no-duh studies, but still an important one nonetheless. A recent study has examined fast food consumption among children, and it revealed that increased food consumption leads to fast food poor academic performance, and more kids are relying on fast food for their daily nutritional needs. The study was published in Clinical Pediatrics. Researchers found that one-fifth of the children in the study ate fast food at least four times during the week in question. And when you think about it, four times isn't a lot for the average kid. All right? Think about it. You know, some of you are like, okay, guys, did you eat your cereal? Did you eat your banana? No, you didn't eat your cereal. Come on, guys. We've got to go to school. What? What? All right, fine. We'll just stop by McDonald's for you guys to get something to eat. Then lunchtime comes, and, you know, hopefully they eat at school and they eat a nutritious lunch, but it sounds like nobody likes the Michelle Obama lunches anymore, so they don't eat that. Then it's dinner time, all right? Hopefully they get a cooked meal, but sometimes, you know, between practice and dance and brownies and Boy Scouts and football and piano lessons or whatever, you run and you get, you know, some fast food. And then on the weekend, kids may want pizza or something. And so, I mean, four meals is nothing. I think the average kid, unfortunately, is probably eating about six meals. The study was made possible by data collected during the Early Childhood Longitudinal Study kindergarten cohort. The study was nationally representative, including children from diverse socioeconomic and racial backgrounds who attended both private and public schools. Data was collected from students who were in kindergarten in the 1998-1999 school year. All right. And the present study, the academic growth for 8,500 students was assessed in reading, math, and science from the fifth to the eighth grade, because obviously now they're old enough, I guess. The diets of children involved in the study were analyzed from a fifth grade questionnaire. 29% of students did not eat fast food during the week before they completed the questionnaire. 10% of children reported having fast food daily. Another 10%, 4 to 6. The team found that those who ate fast food 4 to 6 times a week showed less improvement in all three academic areas tested. All right. No shock there. I'm not going to give you all the data, but you can see that that's an issue. Now, all right, why is fast food such a draw? Why is fast food becoming our kids' main ways to eat? Well, you know, one thing I've noticed, and we've talked about this on the show, you know, my husband will, you know, get groceries if I'm working late or vice versa, and I'll get groceries. And when I go to the grocery store, I don't leave there without spending close to about $150. All right, and I'm like, well, gosh, you know, that's a lot. Well, hopefully we'll make this last the week. All right, $150. It lasts maybe two meals. And then the fruit rots, and maybe they make some sandwiches, et cetera. So we could probably take that $150 and on a good week make 4 to 5 meals out of it. All right, and that's in a good week. Well, that's pretty expensive, okay? You know, my husband will buy a lot of groceries. He'll get some, you know, ground beef or some ground turkey or some chicken or whatever. And it just, you know, nobody eats the leftovers. I try to eat the leftovers, all right? But everything gets cooked. We have a real nice meal, vegetables, things like that. But then, you know, it doesn't last a week. Remember when $100 of groceries, because I remember having $6 of groceries and making that last a week. I was skinny. I hardly ate, but I was able to make it roughly work, $6 of groceries. You can't do that anymore. And so it's getting too expensive to get groceries. That is a big problem. That's a huge problem. When somebody can go through the drive-thru and get their kids 99-cent burgers with lettuce and tomato, don't you think that parent is going to give that a second thought? I mean, that's what's frightening. You could feed your family of four for under $5 with fast food. Now, that's changing. As fast food has to up the minimum wage and the pay of their workers, as they have to, you know, have better healthy menus, etc. We're starting to see fast food prices go up. You're starting to see $6 sandwiches, $7 sandwiches, etc. But the $99 value menus, all right, parents are using those. And they're using them not by choice. They're using them because they have to. So we need to later this year talk about how you can get groceries and how you can make it work. Now, a lot of you moms and dads out there, you already know how to do this, but some of us don't. And we go to the store and we make the same mistake over and over again. We'll buy meat, cook it all up. Everybody will see all the food, so they'll overeat. And then, you know, because I'm always like, okay, this is enough food for two dinners. And no, it all gets eaten one dinner. You're like, come on. So there's things we need to do, but we really have to decrease our dependence on fast food. But the main reason why we're doing it is because it's cheap. Now, what isn't cheap is that scientists have created artificial human sperm and eggs from stem cells. These scientists from Cambridge University have created artificial human eggs and sperm. It had been previously achieved in rats. This is the first time it's been done with humans. And it has been published in the journal Cell. The end result was not working sperm and eggs, but so-called germ cells that could later mature to become viable for fertility. They are immortal because they could provide an enduring link between all generations carrying genetic information from one generation to the next. When an egg is fertilized by a sperm, it divides into a group of cells called a blastocyst. This later then turns into the fetus and then the placenta. Some cells become stem cells, which could then go, you know, develop into any cell in the body. Some of these will become germ cells and then will become sperm or eggs. Now, the scientists identified a gene known as SOX17. S-O-X-17. It decides which cells become sperm and egg. They then harvested those cells, culturing the stem cells for 5 days. But they say women and men can donate cells. I guess they can't just donate any type of cell. Okay, there's still a little bit of art to this. This still is a little bit tricky. All right, but I get a little nervous when we are able to form things out. It's not that they form things from scratch, but is that kind of creepy to think that you can have generation after generation right there in your fingertips, able to be manipulated? I don't know. I get a little freaked out by this, but nonetheless, pretty cool stuff that science can already make it this far. All right. They compared self-exams and doctor breast exams, and they found that we women do a pretty damn good job, almost as good as the doctor, in detecting breast cancer tumors of about the same size. They said adult women, however, were more likely to have discovered the tumor by a doctor as opposed to somebody younger. The authors were led by Fabienne Dominique Schwab of University Hospital Basel, and they said breast exams by doctors should be an integral part of general medical care, even though we ruled it, I think, recently this year as not necessary. That's bullcrap. We should have our breasts examined. You should be examining your own. Doctors should be examining them. I don't give a heart and doot what is the latest guidelines for that. You check yourself. You guys finding a breast lump has saved, I don't know how many of my patients' lives by coming in going, look, doctor, I haven't seen a doctor in 2 years, but I'm here now because I feel this. I'm like, thank God you did. Now I could order a mammogram or whatever you need. Welcome to the practice. Thank God you came in. They say women who found their own tumors had an average age of 60 compared to those who were 66 when their doctors found it. All right, guys. Don't go away. More Dr. Dolly coming up.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down
in a little white shirt.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.